Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, airing live on beautiful BBS Radio. This is Allison, and I'm so happy that you joined us this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. My guest this evening is Michelle Whitedove. Lifetime Television recently awarded Michelle Whitedove with the title of America's number one psychic, and we're delighted to welcome her back. She absolutely is an amazing psychic, I have to say, after watching that program. And, you know, I could go on forever reading her bio, but I'm just going to give you some of the highlights. Like I said, Michelle Whitedove is a world-class medium whose mission is to empower humanity as a spiritual teacher and visionary. Michelle actively works as a medical intuitive, psychic investigator, angel communicator, spirit medium, and futurist. An expert in her field, she has been featured on some of America's most informative programs, CBS News, Fox News, ABC's 190 North, Viewpoints on PBS TV, and NPR Radio, just to mention a few. She did amaze us by demonstrating her abilities on America's Psychic Challenge, and I happen to think, to a certain extent, that making a believer out of skeptics should also be on her resume. And you can read more about her on www.michellewhitedove.com. And I got to tell you, on tonight's show, Michelle's going to be discussing her predictions for 2008, looking at the future, and she's also going to be taking your calls a little later in the program. And Michelle, you've been with us a couple of times. I got to tell you, I enjoyed having you, and I know everybody did because I really received a lot of really nice email about the shows that you were on, and I just really want to welcome you back to the show.
Like I said, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you really are one of our more interesting guests.
I'm sure.
And I just want to take a moment, and I just want to let all the listeners know that we will indeed be opening up the lines to take your calls. We will be doing that probably in about 20, 25 minutes, so just wait for me to give you the numbers to call in. And in the meantime, you know, if you've got a question for Michelle, you know, make sure you've got that question ready. And like I said, about 20 minutes, 25, we'll be getting to you with the calls. Now, Michelle, I got some questions for you.
Okay.
How has life changed since winning?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
It's changed very drastically. It was I was amazed, to be honest with you. You know, when you're going through something and you have a goal set in mind and you're there to, you know, for example, with America's Psychic Challenge, we never even knew about the money. Until the chat, until I was on set, which was the third show, and then I was told about it. I was like, well, that's a plus. But
well, there's a bonus.
Right, there's a bonus, but that's certainly not why I did it. And
sure.
Actually, the first time I passed on it because I felt it was a very risky move, but the second time, it just kept coming back, and they were willing to work with me, and so I felt like it was God's way of saying, you know, get out there and prove to America that not everyone is a fake and a phony or, you know, a charlatan or a shaman or,
right,
you know, not a shaman, shamans I believe in, but, you know, people have different, and that, you know, different terms or analogies. That's why I kind of try to stay away from the word psychic, to be honest with you, and
right,
that's why I refer to myself as a spiritual medium, because all
sure
mediums are psychics, but not
right
all psychics are mediums,
mm-hmm,
nor are either one necessarily all spiritual.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you certainly left no room for doubt. I mean, as I said, as I watched the last episode, and the guy was buried in the desert, and
yeah,
it was a huge, huge space, I don't know, 10 acres or whatever,
yeah, 10
and
acres.
You wandering around in the desert, and you stand on top of him and put his picture down right here. I mean, I was just sitting there. I have to say my mouth was a little bit open, and I'm like, oh, my God, that
don't
is so
worry,
cool.
The camera crew and everyone's mouth was open.
That was really awesome. And speaking of which, you know, you were kind enough to let me do your numerology.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, girl, well, first of all, you know, you and I are the same life path number. So that kind of made me feel good because in many, many ways I kind of feel a kindred spirit with you.
Right.
But, gosh, you've got some major, major ability just written in this chart all over the ballpark.
Yeah, and I think no one's ever told me that.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A seven life path. Your maturity number is an 11, which means as you move into maturity 45, 50, you become a messenger, that you're here on so many levels to really make a difference for humanity. You are a citizen of the world. You don't belong to just the United States. You belong to the world. Also, there's a potential for you building something real, physical, that lasts and it helps humanity long after you've left this earth. And I think one of the more amazing things that you have in your chart, and this is very, very significant, okay, is the fact that you have got like 9 5s and 1 4. Now, if you know who Juno Jordan is, she is really, you know, one of those numerologists that really spent an entire life working on numerology and bringing it to the Western world, and she was considered to be a very important numerologist. And in her book, she writes that in a person that has that combination, 10, on the plane of expression, physical, it means that you have an incredible presence as well. I mean, if you know, maybe your auric field extends out 3 miles. I don't know. But it just means
pretty big.
It just means that you've got an incredible presence. And that in itself is almost like a kiss of, you know, that you have important work to do, but also you've been given the presence when you're in front of people, that they notice you, that sort of a thing as well. And to me, I have not seen that very, well, maybe 3 times in all the time I've been doing numerology.
Wow.
So that was impressive. And as I said, you have opportunity, you have talent, you have ability, everything's there. I was, all right, did I sound just a little bit excited?
Well,
okay,
you know,
I was a little excited.
Nice
I was like, oh.
That.
And I love it when I, you know, because your intelligence, your wisdom, there's a certain refinement to you as well, in your words, the way you're expressing yourself. You're absolutely a teacher. But I get excited when I see someone's chart and I actually see them doing the work, and I see them literally as they're going through their life fulfilling their destiny with the tools they were given. And so, you know, I just wanted to share that. And you're in a big year this year. You know, it's an 11 year for you. So that's a master number. I think you're going to be very, very intuitive, very, very psychic, and very much in the spotlight. I really believe.
Well, that's what they tell me, and that's,
oh, yeah.
That's the way it's going. So I'd say so far from what you've told me, it's spot on.
Yeah. Well, so there's my predictions. Okay, I butted in. Let's talk about yours.
Okay. Thank you, though, for sharing that. Honestly, it's always myself giving the information. Very rarely is someone able to do that for me, so it's great. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Well, there's a lot there. I mean, if I launched into it in full, it'd be taking an hour, and they don't. So anyhow, we'll do that some other time. But anyhow,
yeah,
let's talk about.
Okay, yeah, Kate. You know, and get an education there. I'm not very. That's not my gift in numerology or astrology, but I definitely believe in it. And,
oh, it's amazing to
me. It's amazing what you can come up with, just the fact that you could just get my birthday and then come up with all that information.
Right.
Know,
well, you definitely got the goods, you know, the way we call it in numerology. You know, you're doing the work, girl, with your talents, because that's what that's telling me.
Yes.
And it also tells me that you're very wise, and you are. You come knowing, Michelle, and that's the thing. It's not about you discovering. It's about you just recognizing that which you already know. You already know this spiritual stuff. It's just
You
know it to be truth, and you're searching for the truth most of your life. And it's a really cool chart, so I appreciate you allowing me to look at it. But again, let's talk about your predictions, because, you know, I have an email here. It came from a girl, one of the people that emailed me after the last show, and she said, which was really funny, she said, I wanted to ask if you could see if Michelle had any predictions for 2008, and also what's her take on 2012 and what she sees happening then or leading up to it. You know, thanks and happy holidays, and this came from Julia. And that was right on our minds when we were thinking about what to do with this show. So I guess what's coming for 2008?
Well, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. So everybody needs to hold on. Some people will be obviously more affected than others. Those that are spiritually enlightened or choosing to become spiritually enlightened and live that life will be spared a lot of hardships and different things that are going on a global scale, with not only the earth changes and the government and their lovely experiments and also the ascension, which I refer to as the shift in man's consciousness,
mm-hmm.
raising us to a certain vibration and frequency that is dated on the Mayan calendar, which is been accurate, the most accurate calendar that we know thus far.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. For years I've been talking about 2012, and it kind of gets worse before it gets better, because, you know, some people are still living in their little bubble or box and are what I call ostrich medicine. They have their head purposely in the sand.
Right.
Because, you know, they don't want to see. But I think that truth sets us free, and education, especially a spiritual education, is what people are looking for right now, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that spiritual education, you apply it to your life and you share it, true power is knowledge and the discernment of that, then we might be able to change some of these predictions, not only for 2008, but those that go on up to 2012. And what's very interesting, and all these years that I've been doing this work, it's been 2012, and I was given actually two different dates, 2012, and then there's a two-year window to 2014. Let's say for those little stragglers or those that are a little bit slow, you know, to give them the opportunity. There's two opportunities there for those that are coming from unconditional love and light to shift their consciousness with the planet, because this is the first time that the planet and humanity together can shift to a higher vibration frequency. And this is why we have all these wonderful indigo, what I call blue-ray children.
Mm-hmm.
They're also known by the crystal children, rainbow children. They're the same collective group, very old wise souls that are here to change old man-made systems that no longer suit where we are in
mm-hmm.
this higher frequency. And so you're going to see the falling. It's kind of like the falling of Rome, you know?
Right, right.
And then be rebuilt, and thus actually getting back more to the basics and things that I think that we've lost touch with, like
right.
that personal touch, you know, that intimate touch, which not necessarily has to be obviously sexual, but, you know, we've just really getting to know our brothers and sisters and
mm-hmm.
working together individually and then collectively to change this world and make it a better place. The wonderful thing about the future is that it's a probable future, you know, based on the masses. And a lot of times people that have gone to my blog and they've seen my predictions for 2008, they're like, holy moly, Michelle, it sounds like the end of the world. And I'm like, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we have known it
mm-hmm.
for many, 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 many moons and many, many, many years. And it's about time for that because, you know, we are being self-destructive and we are also being very destructive, meaning collectively, globally, to our planet. And to each other, and wanting more war, meaning not so much the people necessarily, even though some are for it. But these are things we have to come away from, because the Mother Earth is going to fire back and clean house where she has to. And that's why you're seeing a lot of the very strange phenomenon with the weather patterns and, you know, a lot of natural catastrophic events, which you will see more of. And 2008, I had predicted that L.A., and notice I used L.A., meaning in California, mm-hmm. will actually be hit with a very, very large earthquake,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to do some serious damage. But again, if enough people are aware of this, and I know especially they're trying to raise their consciousness, and they have, because it was once prophesied by many that L.A. would just simply slip into the ocean, and now that has changed. It's parts of not only LA, but, you know, the coastlines more
mm-hmm.
so, where the coastlines will be moving in. We'll be experiencing that, and this strange weather pattern will continue. Gold will go to an all-time high by February 8th.
Now, you predicted a long time ago, when it was right around 300, that it would go to 800, and it did,
and
right?
And it did. And,
yeah.
And I'm talking about it actually by 2008, it could even go as far as anywhere from 1,000 up to 1,200.
Now, is that ounce. Based on the value of the dollar?
No.
What is it based upon?
Our dollar doesn't have a lot of value right now, as we can see, and hence why I've been saying for a long time on my blog, way before they officially came out and called it through the media or the government, that we are in a recession heading for a depression,
right.
which the war should have pulled us out of that. That was one of their excuses. But they're really taking the lower middle class and the upper middle class and wiping them out and leaving basically two groups of people, which are extreme poverty and then those, what I will go beyond saying not rich but wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and there will only be a small percentage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the wealthy need the poor to do their work, which, you know, I'm not for that. I also predicted that this year that our president would be a Democrat and it would be Hillary Clinton that would be our first woman president
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting because I always follow candidates. I look at them numerically and I kind of look for clues within the charts. And obviously, for anyone to be in the spotlight and running for such a prominent office, there has to be some serious success energy in a chart anyhow, right, to be there in the first
right.
place. So who wins really gets down to the energy that's around them at this very moment in their life and which person has numbers which reflects a new opportunity coming. And what I wanted to say about Hillary is up until October, she's going to be going through, I think, quite a difficult time.
Oh,
but,
yeah, she's already getting her butt handed to her, but
right,
she's really
right.
giving
but,
it back very strong.
Right. It's really what it's called in numerology. It's called the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
It's a 16-7. But in October, things shift for her, and there's success, recognition for her past efforts. There's
right.
the number of promotion achievement. It's very much in her numbers. But most importantly, she's got a transit, which is a new opportunity. And so she's the one that's got that little sparkly star sitting there with that A-transit. And
it's funny that you say that because I said often, and I just said to my manager last night, I said, you know, this is what this woman was born for. This is her mission. This is her destiny, and she knows it, and she is walking it, you know, living
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not my personal opinion for all the listeners. It's not my opinion that I'm giving. These are predictions that have been given to me
right.
by spirit, what I call Father, Mother, Godhead, and, you know, the angel kingdom, spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I said that Bush would win, you know, I remember doing different shows, and they're like, oh, well, the statistics say, and, you know, I said, let's be clear on something here. This is not my opinion. I certainly didn't vote for him, so I'll just go ahead and say it.
Right.
I knew what would happen if he came into power, and that's sort of something that I addressed in 2000 when
right.
I wrote my first book, She Talks with Angels.
Right, you actually have that there. You know, what's really fascinating reading your blog on your website is really is your predictions and how in detail they are and how far ago, long ago you predicted these things.
Yes.
And when you actually look and see, it's like,
well, they've
kind
all
of like reading the papers.
Yes, they've all come to pass
yes.
in actually both books,
mm-hmm.
She Talks with Angels and also Angels Are Talking. I'm on my seventh book, actually, and
uh-huh.
two of those. One is the second children's book
mm-hmm.
that will be released this year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little hold up there with the artist, but, you know, children are very visual, and it's called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, Mermaids, to
mm-hmm.
focus on our environment and to get the attention of the children and the parents, you
mm-hmm.
know, and where they can talk about that. And it's very lovely. I created it. I was inspired to create that not only for the environment but also for the indigo children
mm-hmm.
and even, you know, children like myself that were considered very, especially at my time, unusual, different,
yeah.
along with numerous other things that
mm-hmm.
were said. We also have our consumer goods will continue to rise in 2008, except for people's pay on the majority. And I'm still predicting that gas will go to an ultimate high, $6
right.
per gallon. For gas, then to 8, hybrid cars that get good gas mileage are the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think about our planet and our environment that sustains us, and people have sort of lost that.
Right.
And then, you know, as I said, get ready because 2008 will be a bumpy ride on a global scale because the world is in transition, and humanity is going through another dark phase similar to that period in history that we call the Dark Ages, which
right.
is something that you mentioned,
right.
and the Mother Earth and civilization going through a time of upheaval, socially, civilly, unrest,
mm-hmm.
also a multitude of wars, the fall of governments, banking institutions, dogmatic religions will fail, and Earth changes will continue
right.
To be quite startling because they will take out large numbers at one time, sort of what we got a little taste in 9/11 and also There's a little more to a 9/11 than just Mother Nature, but I'll leave that one alone. But then we're also talking about, look at, you know, some of the things that we have seen. Look at New Orleans, that whole area,
right.
The Mississippi, the Louisiana, the Bayou. These people are still not really much better, if you ask me, from what I've seen, what I've heard, and so much money was raised to give to the people, and it has not. They have trailers lined up, and people are saying, we're still here, and, you know, nothing's really being done about
right.
Which I think is quite sad. It's been a long time since something really angered me, and it wasn't God. It was just the lack of compassion and humility and unconditional love for our brothers and sisters. I think it's really time for us to step up to the plate and serve humanity. I mean, look what's going on in Africa with genocide. Last time we had genocide was 1942. So, you know, I often tell people, if you can't give your time or money, meaning if you can't volunteer or share with charity work with time or money, please give your prayers. They don't cost a thing.
Right.
And that obviously, with each individual that does that, they have to have a pure intent behind that prayer, along with it goes beyond faith, what I call a knowing, a conviction, a certainty. And then when you do that in numbers, we've really been able to see the power of that in changing things. And there's always hope. If we don't have hope, then we have nothing. And
right.
So I always tell people the future can be changed by where we are collectively at the moment.
Right.
And that's why Spirit's always saying, stay in the moment. What's
right.
done is done, and what you're creating now will create the future. So,
right. So,
you know.
So if you were to give anyone, like, words of hope or tools to address this year, it would be stay in a place of prayer and meditation.
It would be a lot. Well, this is why, hence I wrote the adult book called The Sacred Codes, which is the universal laws and tools, which I was going to keep them separate, but I thought, you know, better to keep it in one book so no one can say, you know, Michelle, I don't know what the universal laws are, meaning God's laws, which
right.
never change. It's
right.
the truth. It's what governs us, whether we agree with that or not, you know,
mm-hmm.
meaning our belief system.
Right.
And also, so once they have the universal laws, like karma, for example, what comes around goes around.
Right.
I think what you put out there in the universe is what comes back tenfold, whether that's positive or negative.
Right.
Karma is simply just choices with consequences that lead to a positive or negative impact, but not only on ourselves, but so many other people that I think that we're not aware of that. And I would tell people to really utilize, to wake up spiritually and just keep their minds open.
Mm-hmm.
Even those people that travel, that's a learning experience in itself. I travel all over the world, and that's an education that you see with your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see the way that the people are, and I think that that really gives you a very healthy perspective of where we're at, and we'll also get some people that are not active as light workers that should be. I'm always looking to recruit them
good.
To get them active, you know,
right.
because we really need that. The light, that was my point on the show, is more powerful. Unconditional
right.
love and light is more powerful than fear and darkness, which was, you know, created by man.
Right.
What can we do? At this time, there are three probable futures for humanity. Trying, bad, and awful.
Oh, good.
So, what's
good.
The best way can we get through this difficult time, get connected to the source, which is the Father, Mother, Godhead? Realize that individually you create your future, visualize your future, and create it with a pure intention as you go through this journey that we call life. Go through each day with a constant connection to the heavens through your prayers. Give
right.
your guardian angels permission to help you. Stop ignoring them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with them like they are your very best friends. And during these rough times, know that you know, you're never alone. Many people say, I'm so alone, I feel alone. We are not alone. God is very loving, very good, and this is why we were all assigned guardian angels, spirit guides, and we have a lot of help,
right.
not only from the heavens, but even star beings right now. And your what I call your unseen support team is by your side. Most
right.
people are not just able to get visuals on them. I would
right.
encourage you also to take the high road, meaning take the red road as Native Americans. In times of difficulty, this is when we see what we're really made of. Step up to the plate, let your light shine, and let's help one another. I would encourage that to all your listeners today and start with prayer.
Wow.
Meditation is the other part of prayer where we listen, we have really truly forgotten how to listen to God.
Right.
And then the dream state, which is so easy for people to make a connection, have a very vivid, lucid dream. I'm always out there teaching, you know, I teach at Nova here in Florida and other places, to empower the people to say, listen, everything you need, you have within you. You are the temple. You just, sometimes we need to be consciously reminded because that ego likes to get in the way. Mm-hmm. That and all of the distractions that we have around us and the false media or the media being so watered down, diluted that, you know, people really aren't aware. I think it was quite interesting how George Clooney and Angela Jolie and Brad Pitt, people were able to, you know, go to these places and say, look, we really do have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find that humans have a tendency to be, you know, we need to see this. We need proof. Give us a visual, you know.
Right.
And what's really to gain from Africa? How about the lives of innocent, not only women and children,
yes,
but,
exactly,
you know, the ground that sustains us. So I think these are absolutely some of the ways. I always tell people to give not only gratitude, but to understand what the steps of co-creation are. Hence
right.
why I did that VH tip, Creating Your Reality, which is obviously outdated for our technology, where I'm just letting them run out, and then I'll probably, it's already been incorporated in my new book that's actually being picked up by a publisher, thanks to seeing me on Lifetime, and also getting back there on, not that I watch a lot of television, I know this sounds like, you know, you don't watch it, but I choose to use the media as a positive format to reach the masses in
sure.
any way that I can.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
People feel powerless. They feel like, oh, one little person can't make a difference. But if you just talk to the people around you in your life and get some feedback,
right.
whether it's positive or negative or both,
right.
it's going
right.
to be both, you're going to be very enlightened and surprised how much of an impact and a change you really do make.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of information, I'll tell
you. Oh, honey, that's just some of it.
I know. We need 4 hours, okay. Well, do you want to talk just for a minute about some of the upcoming events that you have before we open the lines?
Oh, that would be great. You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Well, we have, I took it from your website because I know Seekers for the Soul, March 1st in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes,
The 11th through the 20th, you're going to be in Montreal, Canada for the Reconnecting Heaven and Earth Conference. That's the one that's related to...
It's related to the UN. It's
right.
the conference where they gather, you know, scientists
right.
and doctors. And
right,
myself, Sean David Morton and myself.
Right.
Where we find peaceful solutions for global issues.
Sure, sure. And you've got tons of radio interviews on there. I saw that much. And you're going to be in Maryland on the January 17th and 18th. You've got a couple of seminars there. You're going to be in Pennsylvania, my state, on the 19th and 20th, doing a seminar for Susan Duvall Seminars.
That's what happens, what really happens when we die.
Right.
It will be January 19th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then Sunday, January 20th in Warrenton,
right.
Pennsylvania.
Right. And I'm doing a seminar, and just a shout out for my seminar. I'm doing a seminar the day before you. The same place for Susan Duvall Seminars,
good.
And I'm actually looking forward to attending your workshop, so I will see you there.
Oh, that will be a pleasure.
That'll be wonderful to see you and meet you. And also, you know, you've got a lot of things going on, so I really encourage everyone to go to Michelle's website and look at her appearances and also her radios, because you've got a lot of radio shows that are really coming up. And that's at www.michellewhitedove.com. Okay, people, I think, Michelle, if you are ready, I know that they're probably waiting to call in. So what I'm going to do is open up the lines. Now, you would like to have them ask you a question? Have something very specific?
Yes, because when we're doing radio and there's so many people waiting, I ask for a very specific question
sure.
instead of just saying, well, can you tell me something in my future? You know,
right, right.
Because it would take me time to sit there and go, well, let's look at their health, their career, their love life, you know.
Sure.
And then sometimes people just have spiritual questions, and
sure.
that's fine, too.
Okay.
I just ask for a first name, a very specific question, and sometimes I'll ask them for their birth sign, not their age. And I do not like to be given information. So, and, you know, again,
sure.
that's, if I don't know, I'm not one to make something up. We're not all-knowing oracles, even though some claim to be.
Okay.
I'm a straight shooter, so I don't edit the information. If I don't know, I'll tell them that.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how Michelle wants you to have that question ready. And so, I am going to open up the phone lines. My guest this evening is Michelle Whitedove. We already have a call, but I'm going to give the numbers anyhow. The numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And if you like, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Remember, when you're calling in, please speak up, turn down your speakers, walk away from the computer if you've got the show on so that we can hear you. And we do have someone calling in, so who's calling?
Hi, Ellison. Thanks for having Michelle on again. This is Jim from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Jim from Fort Lauderdale. You have a question for Michelle?
Yes, my birth date, 6865, Gemini. I'm single and not working now. Does she see anything changing for me this year?
Yes.
In either of those two regards?
Absolutely. You're going what we call through a shaman's death, not a death of the physical self, but a death of an old way of life that no longer suits you. You've outgrown it, and you've been stagnating for some time. And so this year really is, for you, a positive year where you get back to work, where you reconnect into a relationship. And so it may take, you know, I would say 4 months, 6 months into the year, and that's just covering my butt here, because in time, you know, when here on the earth plane, we think of time in a much different way than spirit's way of time, which there is no time, past, present, future, all one, and it's really, again, where we are in the moment collectively. But I feel very good. First of all, you're a very smart man. Geminis usually are, but I mean, you have, you know, you really just have to kind of put a little bit more effort and more of a positive message out there to the universe, and be very specific and claim what you want. And don't look for just a filler in, because I see you connecting with someone, maybe one or two people, before you find that real connection. You follow me?
Yes.
But at least it starts again this year, so that's good. And that will give you some relief and hope and new things to look forward to. So please keep your head up and stay positive, and utilize the tool of prayer and meditation, the dream state, paying attention to your dreams, your intuition, use your gut, and also give thanks for signs and confirmation, and start working with your support team.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. I actually saw, for him and Jim, if you're listening, I kind of just looked really quick, and I also see the relationship, or a more committed relationship coming in for him this year as well. And so
it'll,
I thought,
be more towards the end.
Yeah, that was interesting, because you're saying it and I'm like looking at the number and going, yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool when you got two and it's like, okay, confirmation.
Well, I always say that numerology, the numbers in a person's chart, really is their soul journey. You read them without the numbers. I go through the numbers to read them. And it's really amazing to me how psychics and mediums and channelers and different things, they seem to all come up with the same information. So I always find that fascinating.
Well, God doesn't lie.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, so we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Sue Adams.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
And you have a question for Michelle.
Yes, I would. I would like to know what book she has on angels that she has created for adults.
Can you repeat that for me, Jess?
She's asking, what book do you have on angels that you have created for adults?
My first two books, She Talks with Angels, is the first one. That's for adults.
Nice. I'm sorry, what's the name of that?
She Talks with Angels by Michelle Whitedove. Also, the second book, which is more advanced, so start with the first, is called Angels Are Talking by Michelle Whitedove. And then I have Ghost Stalker 1 for adults. That was touring through the United States, different haunted locations, to talk about that phenomenon, to educate people about that. And also Ghost Stalker 2, which was done in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
A children's book. And then you have an adult book, a new adult book I have, I should say, coming out this year, which is called The Sacred Code, The Universal Laws, and The Tools.
So you can probably find a lot of that information about those books on her website. And if you just go to the front page of BBS Radio,
okay,
you can just pick up her website right there on Visible by Numbers. Do you have any other questions for her? Was that it?
That's it, honey.
That's
thank
it?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Hey,
What? That was a great opportunity to go through all the books. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Sue, for asking
you know,
that great question.
Like, you know, they go to the website,
I'm just checking.
Right.
That's great. Well, you do have a lot of books. I especially, you know, I mentioned on the last show, especially the ones written for children, because, you know, just having three grandchildren like I do
and seeing
what they're doing, actually.
Yeah.
And being their grandmother, of course, I come in with some, you know, I've actually taught my little granddaughter how to create her beautiful space in her head, that sacred room, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and I've done a lot of that work with her, and she enjoys it immensely.
That's great. Well, you know, some of your grandchildren are also the Blu-ray children.
Yeah, pretty much
so,
aware of that.
Yes, you're going to have your hands full, so thank God they have someone like you to guide them.
Well, I know, and their mother, and I think this is, you know, these children get kind of dropped into the right lap sometimes. I mean, their mother is very spiritual, and, you know, just the other day, I think it was one of my favorite Christmas stories, that they had lost their keys, they couldn't find it, they had the car packed, the kids ready to go home, the car was full of toys and presents, and nobody could find the keys, and the kids were getting cranky, and it just seemed like they were never going to do it, and then finally, Madison suggests that they pray to the angels, and so Shaughnessy stopped and prayed to the angels, and as soon as they got done with their prayer, the first thing that came to her head was, look underneath the car seat. You know that holder that
yes,
you have in the car?
Absolutely, yes.
So they lifted up the car seat holder, and there were the keys.
Oh,
and Madison
great.
Smiles from ear to ear and says, Mommy, I am your angel.
Well, there you go.
Okay, all right. That was indulgence. That was grandma indulgence.
That's
I admit
okay.
it. Okay.
That's okay. You
anything to tell a grandma story. Okay, we have another caller. Thank God, save me from myself. Okay. Okay, who's calling, please?
Vivian from Nebraska.
Hi, Vivian. How are you?
Okay.
And you have a question for Michelle?
Yeah, I was wondering about my job. If there was going to be a change of direction. I'm kind of at ends with my job. I don't know to do more or change jobs.
Okay, you're going to change jobs. I can tell you that with great clarity. What's the office environment that I'm seeing now? You're in an office environment?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to be more hands-on with the people. Do you know your true calling in this lifetime, your mission statement that was written in your contract with Soul's Growth was really to serve humanity hands-on. Anything that would be in the medical field, whether that be spiritual or holistic or the combination of both, or even education, you don't have to limit yourself to just one area of servicing humanity. And that's why you're kind of feeling empty. And they are making changes there, and they're not being really that nice, and you're not very happy, and I see
right.
you moving. So start looking and make a plan, B and C, so that way you're ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, honey, if there's one area you don't have to worry about, it's work. So
right.
don't you stress
and
fret.
True. Yeah, that's always common and stuff, but this job, it is dealing with people, too. It's just... there's just restrictions on the personal life as well, and
right.
I just feel tied down too much.
Well, I agree with you, and as I said, I do see you leaving it. You might even want to consider maybe going into business for yourself or subcontracting your services out, but again, they're screaming in my ear to tell you that you're working with the Archangel Raphael, and you really should be doing something about helping to heal people, and there are different levels to heal people emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Right, and see, that's what I did volunteer. I always work to make
that's what you're doing
and stuff.
But
my
right,
volunteer,
that's your calling.
That's where I feel most best at, and so that's what I do on a volunteer basis. But with this job, with the restrictions on the personal, there's no time for volunteer like I used to.
Well, guess what? I don't see you just volunteering. I see you actually working, and you put everything into it. When someone recognizes your value... and I hope you recognize your own value. You can be of a great service to anyone that you're volunteer doing charity work where they just say, hey, listen, let's put you on payroll. So
that hasn't
occurred
yet.
Well, put that out there to the universe. This is the new year, and like I said, work is not an issue for you.
Right.
And, you know, when we're doing something that we're not really happy or we're not being treated correctly, then it really kind of runs, you know, bleeds through in the other areas of our life. So it's important for you to make this change, my dear, and I see you finding the courage to do it, and God bless you for it.
Yeah, that's why I supplement my job if I'm not happy with a volunteer base, but that's just at a standstill right now.
Well, it's already. It will change. Trust me. You know, you have probably, again, I'd say into the fifth, 6 months, and you're going to actually have more than one choice. So start going out there and putting it out there to the universe. Look for it. Make a plan, because do it on your terms.
There you go. I always put myself out there. I put myself out there probably about 6 times last year, but it didn't fall through. I never stop. I always put myself out there.
That's right. And that's why I said it's not a problem, so don't make it one, okay?
Okay.
Also,
right,
thanks for calling, Vivian.
All right, thank you.
Very strong woman.
Yeah. Well, one thing you said there, and when you were talking to Vivian, that's so true, is that healing is on so many different levels, that people hear the word healer.
Yeah, they think of an RN and blood.
Yeah, they think of a doctor,
healing,
RN,
yeah,
or holistic healing, but there's emotional healing, counseling, all different
grief therapy,
sure,
you know, helping,
sure,
souls to cross over. There's so much we can do in different ways in that aspect.
There absolutely is, and I think people sometimes are confused. I used to think, being a person of giving service, that I used to think it was all physical. So I used to physically do things for people, you
right
know. And then as later on in my life, it dawned on me that, you know, this healing can also come through, you know, through words. And it's
absolutely
not necessarily something you have to physically lift and pull and tug and make, you
that's
know.
That's right. That's
yeah
right.
Okay, well, we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Linda from New Hampshire.
Hi, Linda. And you
hi
have a question for Michelle?
I do.
Okay.
And this is a great birthday gift for me to get through to you
well
today.
Happy birthday,
happy
Linda
birthday.
Thank you. I see a relationship about to happen for me. I think it's coming very soon, and somebody that I work for. And I'm just kind of wondering if you see that flourishing soon, and if so, would this particular guy be very supportive of my spiritual work and
he'll be open to it, and then as he, you know, as long as he's open to it, that's fine, because it's sort of like, well, let's see, you know. So it's not like he's blocking you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I do see that you have a relationship right at your back door. I don't think it's quite as soon as you think, meaning, let's say it's not this month or next month. So, you know, it's again, it would fall, you know, a little bit more into the year. I would say, like, let's see, January, February, March, April, maybe even a little more into it. But that's not very long to wait.
Right,
you know, for,
I know.
For a relationship right now, you just need to, you know, continue to stay positive and go through the motions and make sure your foundation is solid and that you're able to hold that space in place with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I do see where it's kind of on and off and hot and heavy and then cold, and so it's like you guys are trying to sort it out, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying, because some of that's already occurred.
Yes.
Thank you. I like the confirmation for the other listeners.
Yeah,
but,
that's very true.
You know, it's almost like there's a little bit of a power struggle going, and I feel like there's some fear on this person's side. They definitely love you, and they care for you, but they have a fear of commitment to some degree due to, we're on the air, and I don't want to give up your complete private business here, but
oh, that's okay. No,
let's just say, due to previous relationships, including the one, you do realize this person has another person, right?
Yes, I do, and actually,
okay,
that's like and a concern. It's like, how is that person going to?
Well, he has
not
to make
around
a, yeah, he has to make a choice. Like, he goes to you, then he goes back to her. Then it's like he goes to you, and then you're like hanging on strings. So this year will define if he can, as I like to put it, man up.
Yeah.
And make a decision here. Who's it going to be? He's definitely, I can tell you this, not happy in the relationship that he's in with this other person. It's
right,
very dysfunctional. And I think he's just scared of getting out of what even is dysfunctional, but what it seems to be like, for lack of a better way of putting it, comfortable, because it's what he knows. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And I've even said that to him. That's
yes,
true. And he knows it. You're absolutely correct.
Use reverse psychology with him. Don't press so hard. When you back off, he'll come on stronger because he's afraid of losing you. But, you
mm-hmm
know, it's really not fair to ask a woman to be monogamous when a man is in a relationship with two women. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, you know, I think this is going to be where you're going to have to eventually put your foot down and maybe just say, well, I'll start seeing other people, or, you know, we need to get past this hump. Either you're in, you're on board, or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And if it may be a little, like I said, of a bumpy ride for you personally because he goes back and forth, but that relationship will end. And then all I can say is I hope that he did it in time where he still has you available because you also have somebody else that's coming into your energy. Talk about complicating matters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a good thing because that's good because that gives him something to think about, a little taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been actually praying for, is to bring that in to sort of speed up.
Well, your prayers have been heard and answered, my friend.
Okay.
Need
okay.
I say more? I think we covered it. God bless you, dear.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, dear. Sometimes sitting here on the other end of the line, I feel like I'm watching, voyeuristic here, listening into this. Okay. All right. Well, I think we probably have time for maybe one more call. So I'm going to give the toll-free numbers again. My guest this evening is Michelle Whitedove, and she will be taking... If you have a specific question about your life, she'd be more than happy to answer it for you. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can also call direct at 530-876-3222. Michelle, I'm not sure, are you going to be on Joseph Tittle's radio show tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Well, isn't that nice? That means you guys get together and rehash?
Yes,
I might even listen to that.
Actually, when we have a night set aside where we're going to go to dinner.
Oh, you're going to dinner?
Yes. You know, he's a very lovely man. I think he's very good at what he does. He
mm-hmm.
works as a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I left that show, I was blessed with two friends.
Mm-hmm.
To come out with two friends from that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that mutually we respect one another. One happens to be a friend of mine. I'm sure you saw him on the show, Jeff Baker,
mm-hmm.
and also Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely energy
mm-hmm.
With both of them.
My favorite my favorite part of the show with the two of them was when the little boy was hiding behind the bushes.
And they found him.
And I think Joseph thought he did pretty darn good. I think wasn't it Jeff the one that ran there in under a minute or something?
Yeah, Jeff was the first one out, and that's. But you know what? It was really. I didn't think it was fair, and I have to say this because Joseph really should have gotten, by their own rules, 25 points panned down because he found the child spot on.
Right. Yeah.
But Jeff came in and got him quicker, and I think that's why the judge, which was an officer. I mean, you wouldn't believe, like I said, we had judges, police officers, attorneys, babysitters. So this show for your audience, you know, they need to know this was the real deal.
Well, I don't even know how y'all did it because...
Well, I almost died on this set, to be honest with you, after that. The very thing you're talking about, finding that boy in 17 acres.
Right, yeah.
And they were supposed to reward me by their point system 10 points. And I think I got the private investigator or the police officer a little frustrated going up and down the hills in 115 degrees. and I said, why aren't you giving me 10 points? I'm in that certain,
radius,
thank
yeah.
you. And he's like, well, you didn't go with your first intuition. And I said, well, how do you know what my first intuition is? I said, you know, I think you're just upset because you went up and down those hills and it's real hot, isn't it? Meanwhile, I'm panting, turning the color of a tomato. And
had heat stroke, I believe.
Yeah, stroke, yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
I love how they just cut that part out.
Well, I think we got one more caller, Michelle, and I want to give them an opportunity to ask their questions. So who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And do you have a question for Michelle?
My question is, will my financial situation change soon?
Not soon. I'm not a server, that's for sure. I mean, I guess some could choose to, but I don't. It's going to take a while, honey. I'd like you to kind of sit down and organize and prioritize financially what is of the utmost importance. And you need to learn and maybe even talk to somebody like a financial advisor or someone that can help you to manage your money a little bit better, because I feel like you're struggling, you know?
Very much so.
Yes, I mean, to the point where you're like almost so overwhelmed that I just feel like some nights you cry, and that really breaks my heart. You know, you just get so, it's not like you're not trying, you know, you try and you work, but it just never seems to be enough. Like I said, everything keeps going up, but people's pay. So,
right.
You know, you really need to make a list, like I said, instead of scattering your energy, because that's what you're doing. You're doing the freak out, you know?
Right.
You're going, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. I got all this, and how can I possibly do that? You'd be surprised what we can do if we go about it the right way. And, again, I would also like to advise you to, when you take the spiritual laws that apply to our physical life here with prosperity, abundance, it's not just the green stuff. It's health, happiness, the job that you love, you know, family, it's all of that. I think it's going to take you probably mid 6 months into the year before you really finally start getting a real good handle on it and digging yourself out of that hole. But listen to me, there is light at the end of that tunnel, and you'll do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. You're a good girl.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good luck, honey. Talk to you. All right. Well, that's heartwarming. I know what that feels like. You know, it's, again, relating that to numerology, sometimes there's actual numbers that do create that financial limitation. It's an effort versus reward thing, and there's a payoff in the end, but you just got
to
put in some effort,
yeah,
and you got
to
organize things.
You know,
and
when we give with a pure intent, then we receive tenfold, and
right.
Really that's the
right. The
natural law of it, and people... I love to give. It's just the greatest high. It's the greatest feeling in the world to change someone's life by something that can be done so easily. You
right.
know, that to me is just the best.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, I do know that these things this can change just as quickly, you know, as anything. Sometimes just getting out of that energy, and also I think perceiving. You know, oftentimes when we feel like we're in the middle of something and we feel that this is just.
Too much.
You know, it's too much, or it's hard to handle, or it's creating problems for us. Sometimes if we change our perception of what's going on,
exactly.
And if we just try to look to see the good in it and to see what it, how it's making us stronger or on some level, you know, raising our consciousness or making us a better person, that if we begin to bless that lesson, I think that the lesson tends to get over a lot quicker, you know?
Absolutely. See, I don't believe in mistakes. Because I believe those are truly lessons once they're learned, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And some people take longer than others, but she'll get out of it. She's a strong girl, stronger than what she knows.
Oh, yeah.
I always say what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Well, that's true. And, you know, even in numerology, I mean, I have to say these lessons are written. You know, there's a time, and on so many levels, it sometimes is because in order to reach your destiny, in order to be who you came here to be, sometimes you need something that reminds you or on some level teaches you something that you're going to need to know later on in life.
Yes,
and so that's
like
what
that.
These little things are all about. And you just,
yes.
You bless the lesson and then everything is so much better. But, you know, guess what? We're almost out of time again.
Oh,
and,
my goodness, it flies with you, my friend.
I know, it flies, doesn't it? I do want to thank all of our listeners this evening and all the people that called in. We appreciate your calls. And also, very special thanks to PBS Radio for making this possible. We love you, Don and Seth, for all the good work that you do and everybody at PBS. And Michelle, you know, as always, I got to say, I learn so much every time you're on the show. Everything that you said tonight, that's a lot to process. But we really thank you for sharing your thoughts about 2008, the Ascension, and the future.
You
got any parting words for our listeners?
Yes. I just want to throw the website out there because
sure.
So many people are probably going, where's this stuff at? And, you know.
Yeah, you better tell them.
So MichelleWhiteDove.com, Michelle with two L's, White Dove, white like the color and the dove, one word. It's very
mm-hmm.
simple.
Mm-hmm.
And also, again, I want to mention the events in your lovely area.
Yeah, the Maryland on the 17th and 18th. And
and then the 19th, Harrisburg, and then the 20th. Warrington, and it's what really happens when we die. And then my special event that is Saturday, March 1st here in Fort Lauderdale will be Secrets of the Soul. It's a four-hour event with messages and, boy, a lot of information if you think this was a lot.
Right.
For a very good cost, so people couldn't even do that if they got a full reading, you know, got a personal reading. It's so much more, and so this is really something for people to take advantage
okay.
of.
All right, so they can find all that information on www.michellewhitedove.com.
Yes.
And guess what? We got to go. So, Michelle, thanks
thank
again.
You. Thank
and
you.
And everybody, good night and God bless. And
God
thanks
bless.
For joining us this evening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.